which will be Purangadarshan Prabhu. Before moving to the next session, I would like to read Prabhupada's quote today. Today is 6th September 1975 at Vrindavan. So Prabhupada has written, even if there are some dead metal utensils, but when they are together, they make so much noise. So what to speak of living utensils? This is natural. But since we are all pledged to work for Krishna, we should follow the principle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi shunichena tarurapi sahishnuna. This is Vaishnavism. So my request is to do not be agitated. Let us do our duty honestly. Hare good. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful quote. So I think Prabhuji has joined. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. A very happy Janmashtami to you. Thank you so much for joining today's call and giving us your valuable time and association in this busy schedule. So over to you, Prabhuji. So today we are very eager to hear from you about the Krishna Katha. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Will you start?
Yes, Prabhuji, you can start, please.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Ithinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees who have assembled for this session on this auspicious occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Today we'll discuss the mood of celebrating Janmashtami. We are already amidst various celebrations here. Now the day is coming to an end in India. It's 8:30. Still, there are thousands of people around here, but we are concluding the day with some Krishna Katha. So we will discuss how to celebrate Janmashtami and what else can be a better way of learning the mood of celebrating Janmashtami than from the great souls, great devotees, pure devotees whose stories are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmashtami is the appearance of Lord Krishna. When you say appearance of Lord Krishna, it's not just Krishna's birth in this world. After all, Krishna is unborn. He has no birth, he has no death, he has no beginning, he has no ending. He is eternal. He is Sachidananda Vigraha. So, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvataha. Although we call Krishna's appearance as Janmashtami and we call Krishna's appearance in this world as birth, Sanskrit. Birth literally means Janma. Okay, Janma means birth. We call it Janma. Still, Krishna has no birth. So Krishna appears. to our vision in this world and perform some pastimes for some time in this world. And he concludes his pastimes to begin his pastimes again in another place, right? So thus, the word appearance is a more appropriate word than birth, but we can call it birth also, we can call it janma also, right? Because he appears as a small child to some parents, which is resembling the birth of any other personality. But technically speaking, Krishna has no birth. And Prabhupada explains this appearance of Krishna with a simple example. In the third canto of Bhagavatam, in the, I think, second chapter somewhere, seventh purport, if I'm right. So Prabhupada compares Krishna's appearance and disappearance with sunrise and sunset. When sun rises in the east, we don't say that the sun has taken birth. Sun doesn't take birth. Sun is always there. But today, to our vision, sun appeared at whatever, 6 o'clock in the morning. And he will disappear from our vision evening, say 6 o'clock or 6:30. That we call technically sunset, right? So appearance of sun is not birth of sun. Disappearance of sun or sunset is not the death of sun. Similarly, the birth of Krishna is not technically birth of Krishna. It is appearance of Krishna in a particular universe, right? But the day on which Krishna appeared on this planet, on the earth planet, as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, as the son of Nanda and Yashoda, we celebrate that day as Janmashtami, Sri Krishna Janmashtami, appearance of Krishna or birth of Krishna. So, although we celebrate this birthday of Krishna, we can celebrate birthday of Krishna or appearance of Krishna in our lives at every moment. That is real Janmashtami. Now let us see how several devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam celebrated Krishna's appearance. Let's begin with Krishna's parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. What all they had to undergo before Krishna's appearance? So right on the day of marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, they have heard a prophecy that the eighth child of Devaki is going to kill her brother Kamsa. So Kamsa tried to kill Devaki, but as you know, Vasudeva negotiated with Kamsa and promised that Devaki is not going to kill you. Her eighth child will be killing you. Every child that she gives birth to, I will submit to you. You do whatever you want, but don't kill her now. Somehow to protect Devaki, Vasudeva had to give that promise. So then Vasudeva and Devaki had 6 children initially. So child after child, one by one, Kamsa has been killing all of them with absolutely no mercy. So Kamsa has killed 6 sons like that, 6 children like that. Then in the 7th pregnancy, Lord Balaram entered the womb of Mother Devaki. Why? Actually, the eternal mother of Balaramji is Rohini Mata. But Balaramji first entered into the womb of Mother Devaki just to prepare bed for Krishna. Okay, so Balaramji is Adiguru. He is the eternal associate of Krishna, the first expansion of Krishna. He is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Although he is equally potent like Krishna, his mood is like that of a servant of Krishna. So to arrange for the bed of Krishna, Balaramji has entered within the womb of Mother Devaki. So, and Balaramji also represents Guru Tattva. And the 6 children that Kamsa had killed before, the 6 children that Devaki Mata has given birth to earlier, they represent 6 anarthas. Some acharyas comment like this, right? So, after eradication of anarthas and after enlightenment by Guru, spiritual enlightenment from a bona fide spiritual master, we will have Krishna appear in our lives. Just as the six children of Devaki died and Balaramji appeared before Krishna appeared. So similarly, when we have our anarthas, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamatsarya cleared, and when we take shelter of a guru, a bona fide Vaishnava guru, by his mercy, we will also have Krishna appear in our lives. So, just as Vasudev and Devaki underwent so many difficulties, so many troubles and so many reversals in their lives to be able to have Krishna in their lives, similarly, we also have to do the needful so that Krishna appears in our lives. Whatever it takes for us to have Krishna in our lives, we should be willing to undergo all those austerities, all those troubles, all those inconveniences, right? Sometimes performing devotional service includes some austerity, right? To perform bhakti unto Krishna, we may have to accept some inconveniences. To render some services to Krishna, we may have to face some troubles or reversals. Some services are not that easy, right? For example, we are celebrating Janmashtami. Thousands of people are coming here to our place, and several devotees have worked so hard for the last several weeks. And in fact, the planning for Janmashtami happened few months back only. So many preparations, prasadam arrangements, queue arrangements, cultural programs, darshan, deity dresses, so many things, purchasing jewelry, offering, tomorrow there is Abhishek. So like that, so many services devotees perform, and not every service is easy. Some effort is required, some trouble is required. Voluntarily accepting some inconvenience upon ourselves is required, so that ultimately we get the sweet product of Krishna's appearance in our lives. So Vasudev and Devaki are teaching us a very, very important lesson that you should be willing to undergo any amount of sacrifice or struggle or difficulty to have Krishna appear in your lives, right? It may not be that easy for Krishna to appear in our lives. We can't just have a phone call, Krishna, please come to me. It doesn't work like that many times, unless we are pure devotees. Pure devotees, they just call and Krishna will just appear. Draupadi just called, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava, please come and save me. Krishna immediately appeared, right? But when our consciousness is not pure, we need to endeavor to purify our consciousness so that Krishna is willing to appear in our lives. So we need to undergo whatever is required to undergo. And Vasudev and Devaki were imprisoned in the dark cell of Kamsa. Kamsa ruthlessly misbehaved with his own sister Devaki. He was showering so much of love and affection as a brother, elder brother to Devaki initially. But as soon as Kamsa heard that she is going to give birth to the person who will be killing Kamsa, Kamsa became insecure. That love turned into hate. So demoniac people like Kamsa, selfish, self-centered, self-obsessed people like Kamsa, although they shower some love and affection on others for some time, temporarily, their love is not consistent. Their affection is not consistent. Their so-called love exists only as long as their self-interests are taken care of. As soon as there is any problem, any insecurity that they face, their love can turn into hatredness. Their affection can become heinous, cruel mentality, right? So Kamsa tried to do that. And Kamsa imprisoned them. They were put in cell. And after several years, Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki and Vasudev in that prison cell, which is very dark. But when Krishna appeared in the prison cell, the dark prison cell became effulgent. Even before that also, as soon as Krishna appeared within the womb of Mother Devaki, Devaki became very effulgent. Seeing her divine effulgence, even Kamsa became surprised. Why my sister is looking so radiant, so effulgent, so glorious? Huh? So Kamsa became surprised, and Kamsa did not want to kill her out of some special purity in his consciousness for that moment. He chose not to kill Devaki. So Krishna illuminated the prison cell of Kamsa, which was dark, by his appearance. Similarly, when Krishna appears in our hearts, in our lives, he will destroy the darkness of our ignorance. He will destroy the darkness of our anarthas, which are there in our hearts. And he will illuminate our hearts with spiritual knowledge, wisdom, gratitude, love, affection. So we need to invite Krishna into our hearts, into our lives. The way Vasudev and Devaki invited Krishna into their lives and into their hearts. First Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev, and from Vasudev's heart, Krishna was transferred into the heart of Mother Devaki. And then he entered her womb, and eventually he manifested as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And they underwent whatever they need to undergo to have Krishna in their lives. Okay. After Krishna appeared in the lives of Devaki and Vasudev, he appeared in the lives of the Vrajavasis, in the life of Nanda Maharaj, in the life of Yashoda Mata, who is the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa. So how did Vrajavasis celebrate the appearance of Krishna in their lives? Let us see now. Even before I come to Vrajavasis, let me also, can you please close the window? Let me also discuss how Vasudev celebrated Krishna's appearance. Because they were caught up in prison cell, Vasudev and Devaki, they were caught up in the prison cell and they did not have any opportunity for a celebration. Nowadays, birthdays are celebrated by cake cutting and balloons and some kind of garlands hanging all over the room. So much of decoration is made, but Vasudev did not have that opportunity. He was imprisoned. There were shackles on his hands and legs. What celebration can he do for the newborn baby? So, but Vasudev closed his eyes within his mind. He donated millions of cows in charity to Brahmanas. That's how Vasudev celebrated the appearance of Krishna. Please understand, we can have Krishna appear in our lives and we can celebrate the appearance of Krishna in our lives, provided we have a sincere heart filled with love and devotion for Krishna. External facilities may not matter so much. We may not have so much money to purchase very expensive dresses and jewelry and offer to Krishna. We may not have so many facilities and so much of money and manpower to celebrate Janmashtami in a very, very high-profile way. But if you have sincere heart, we can celebrate Janmashtami even in a very, very simple manner and completely please Krishna's heart. Ultimately, whatever japa we do, whatever decoration we do, whatever sravanam we do, whatever celebration or arrangements that we do, all these are meant for pleasing Lord Hari, pleasing Lord Krishna. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam is the purpose of all our endeavors. All our services is a part of Bhakti Yoga, isn't it? So we will be able to please Krishna provided we have a sincere heart. So cultivating that sincerity of heart, pure love and affection for Krishna is the real way of celebrating Janmashtami. Of course, celebration has to be done. Of course, decoration has to be done. Of course, prasadam has to be distributed to thousands of people. All this have to be done. But behind all these activities, our mood should be love for Krishna, sincere devotion for Krishna, complete dedication and commitment to his service, and genuine respect for the Vaishnavas, Krishna's devotees, and Krishna's paraphernalia. And valuing Krishna's appearance in our lives. So that's the mood in which we can celebrate Janmashtami. Like, you see, our beloved Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, you know how he celebrated Janmashtami when he was traveling to Jaladuta, traveling on Jaladuta? Prabhupada struggled to establish an international society for Krishna consciousness for 4 decades. He has put so many efforts for 40 years. But initially, he was not successful. But still, Prabhupada was successful in maintaining his consistency in all his endeavors. We may not become successful by actually attaining success in our endeavors, but we can become successful by maintaining consistency even in failures. Maintaining consistency in failures is real success, right? So when we fail in our attempts, and when we give up our commitment, and when we give up our, you can close this window also. I'm sorry, there are a lot of sound around. If we give up our commitment, then we have failed. But although we are failing in our attempts, still if we maintain consistency, we are successful, right? So Prabhupada maintained that commitment. And finally, he got entrance into this Jaladuta ship and he was allowed to travel to America. Then on the way, as he was on Jaladuta ship, Janmashtami came. And Prabhupada did not have so many devotees around him. He did not have so many facilities to celebrate Janmashtami. You know what he did? He made some little prasadam, right? Some bhoga offered to Krishna, and then distributed that little prasadam to few of the passengers, co-passengers, and he did little kirtan and spoke some harikatha, Krishna katha to some co-passengers for a few minutes. That's how Prabhupada celebrated Janmashtami several years back, more than 50 years back. So that Janmashtami that Prabhupada has celebrated on the Jaladuta ship more than half century back caused several people across the globe to celebrate Janmashtami today. Today we are celebrating Janmashtami here, not only in India and some traditional places, but all over the world. In America, in Australia, in United Kingdom, and in New Zealand, in many cities across the globe, we are celebrating Janmashtami today because Prabhupada celebrated Janmashtami on Jaladuta that day, right? More than 50 years back, right? So Prabhupada underwent whatever is required for him to undergo to establish ISKCON, and he celebrated Janmashtami even in such circumstances. Vasudeva celebrated Janmashtami in prison cell. Prabhupada celebrated Janmashtami in the middle of the ocean, right, on Jaladuta. So they did not have so many facilities. Our founder Acharya and Krishna's father did not have so many facilities to celebrate Janmashtami in those days. But now we have so many facilities, so many devotees, so much enthusiasm to celebrate Janmashtami. How are we doing it today? Because these great personalities, these pure devotees have sacrificed a lot in their lives. They underwent a lot of troubles and inconveniences in their lives so that today we are able to celebrate Janmashtami. So the real spirit of celebrating Janmashtami is with that feeling of gratitude towards Vasudev, Devaki, Prabhupada, and many other acharyas who gave us Krishna, who helped us to have Krishna in our lives. Because of their efforts, their sacrifices, today we have Krishna appear in our lives. So let us be grateful to them. So now let me speak how Vrajavasis celebrated Janmashtami, right? Or Vrajavasis, how they celebrated the appearance of Krishna in their lives. Vasudev took Krishna from Mathura prison cell all the way to Nanda Maharaj's house, and he left Krishna in the bed of Mother Yashoda. Krishna appeared in a four-handed form as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and in a two-handed form, he simultaneously appeared as the son of Nanda and Yashoda in Gokul. Right, Acharya's right, like this. There are two Krishnas. And when Vasudeva brought his Krishna, his boy, little boy Krishna, of course he was in two-handed form, his boy Krishna to Yashoda Mata's house, he did not see Yashoda Mata's Krishna, Yashoda's son. He saw only his son, right? But actually when he placed his Krishna on the bed of Yashoda Mata, both Krishnas became one, right? So Krishna, when he identifies himself as the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev and Devaki are his uncle and aunt. When Krishna identifies himself as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, Nanda and Yashoda become uncle and aunt for him, right? So like that, Krishna parallelly appeared as the son of Vasudev and son of Devaki. Son of Devaki and son of Yashoda Mata, both. So he had two sets of parents. Anyways, so that night, Vasudeva placed Krishna there in Yashoda Mata's bed. Then, Mother Yashoda did not realize whether she has given birth to a boy or a girl or two children or one kid. She did not understand all that. She was in deep sleep. Okay. When she got up, they realized she has given birth to a beautiful baby boy with blue complexion. And Nanda Maharaj celebrated Nandotsav, the appearance of Krishna in his life. Nanda Maharaj distributed millions of cows and hills of grain to all the Vrajavasis and Brahmanas. And the Gopas and the Gopis came to Nanda Maharaj's house dressing themselves in beautiful, colorful garments and necklaces. And they were celebrating by throwing butter and buttermilk and ghee on each of them. Just like people throw colors on each other during Holi. Similarly, they are throwing some butter and ghee on each other. Organic ghee. Pure cow ghee. And it's not ghee mixed with dalda or something like that. Right? So anyways, so they celebrated the appearance of Krishna in their lives like that. And all the gopis were very appreciative of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. They did not have envy. Nanda Maharaj, at a very old age, elderly age, he got a son finally. And all the cowherd men were very appreciative of Nanda Maharaj. And Yashoda Mata, she got this beautiful baby boy, and all the other gopis were very appreciative of her good fortune. There was no envy. So they celebrated Krishna's appearance in their lives without any envy in their hearts. That is how Vrajavasi celebrated Janmashtami. And Vrajavasis also celebrate the appearance of Krishna in their lives every moment. Every moment they are celebrating appearance of Krishna. Every time the gopis look at Krishna with unblinking eyes, that's like, oh, Krishna appeared in front of our eyes. It's very, very sweet. When Krishna is going into the forest of Vrindavan, the Madhurya gopis come out of their homes to see Krishna. And they say, Chalasi yad vraja charayan pashun nalina sundaram nathate padam Shila Trunankurai Siddhatitina Kalilatamanaha Kantagachati. The gopis are saying that Krishna, whenever you go into the forest of Vrindavan, along with the cows and your boys, we are very worried and we become very anxious about your feet, because your feet would come in contact with sharp rocks and pebbles and grasses, and your tender, soft, butter-like feet may get pierced by Shila Trinankurai Hisida Titina Kalilata Manaha Kantagachati. And our hearts will become agitated. So the gopis were in separation from Krishna. Just the thought that Krishna is walking barefoot in the forest of Vrindavan would completely overwhelm with anxiety, overwhelm all this, all the minds of these gopis with great anxiety, right? Atati yad bhavana nikananam त्रिटियुगायते त्वाम पश्यतां कुटिलकुन्तलं श्रीमुखं च ते जड उदीक्षतां पक्ष्मकृतृशाम् अटति यद् भवान् अहनिकाननम् ओ भवान् ओ कृष्ण वेन् यु गो टु द फारेस्ट् विथ् बेर् फुट् त्रिटियुगायते त्वाम पश्यतां वन् त्रिटि मीन्स् वन् फ्राक्षन् आफ् अ सेकेण्ड् will appear like yugam, a big chunk of time with millions of years. So we experience millions of years of separation within one triti. Kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate. Your beautiful face is nicely framed with curly locks of hair. We miss that face. And even when you come back from the forest to the village, again we are agitated. Why? Brahma has created these human bodies with two eyes only. Two eyes are not sufficient to relish your beauty. And on top of it, there are eyelids on those eyes. They are constantly blinking. Within one eye blink, we experience millions of yugas of separation. So, we want your appearance in front of our eyes at every moment. But we are being obstructed now, right? So when Krishna comes back, Dina parikshaye neela kuntalair vanaruhananam bibhradavritam ghanarajaswalam darshayam muhor manasinasmaran virayachasi. Dina parikshaye neela kuntalair. At the end of the day, when you come back, we see your beautiful face nicely framed with these curly locks of hair. And ghana rajaswalam darshayan muhur. And we feel like seeing your face again and again. And there is thick layer of dust raised by cow's hooves on your face, on your hair. And when we look at you, we become attracted to you. And we also feel separation from you, although you are in front of us, although you have appeared back in the vraja. You are immediately closing your darshan by moving away from our vision and causing us trouble. So basically, Vrajavasis are celebrating Krishna's appearance at every moment in their lives, right? So every day they are seeing Krishna, every moment they are celebrating Krishna's appearance, and when Krishna disappears from their vision, either while going to the forest or reciprocating with other devotees, they feel separation from Krishna. So that constant eagerness and enthusiasm and longing to see Krishna and to serve Krishna is the real mood of celebrating the appearance of Krishna in our lives. The gopis of Vrindavan and the gopas of Vrindavan, they are constantly eager to be with Krishna and serve Krishna. Sometimes in the middle of the night, Mother Yashoda had to get up from her sleep. Why? Some kids were knocking the door. And Mother Yashoda opens the door. Nobody is there. She looks down. There are some little kids, right? Krishna's friends. You know what they say? Krishna, come. Let's go to the forest. Back to lunch. Then Mother Yashoda says, it's the middle of the night. It's 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the night. So you go sleep nicely. Tomorrow morning you get up. Then I will send Krishna with you. So throughout the night, the gopas are very much in separation from Krishna. They want Krishna to appear in front of their eyes again. That eagerness, that enthusiasm, that intense longing to serve Krishna, to be with Krishna, is the real mode of celebrating Janmashtami and having Krishna appear in our lives, right? So all the gopas and gopis are constantly eager to see Krishna. The cows are constantly eager to see Krishna. Now you see, when it's the evening time, maybe some late afternoon time, Mother Yashoda becomes very restless. When will Krishna come back? When will Krishna come back? And there were some little girls, younger gopis, who are constantly surrounding Mother Yashoda. Yashoda would say, tell one of the gopis, can you go on the terrace and see where Krishna has come? So then this little gopi will go on the terrace and then see Mother Yashoda Krishna is not around. We can't see anything. We can't even see some dust raised by the cow's hoofs also. We don't know where Krishna is. Again, after some more minutes, again, the gopis will go on the terrace and then start checking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So finally, when it's close to sunset, the little gopi on the terrace, she announces to Mother Yashoda, Yashoda Mata, I can hear Krishna's flute from a distance. The cows are coming. Definitely Krishna must be following the cows. Oh, Yashoda Mata, he has come very close. He passed that lane. He passed that street. He's about to come to your home. Right? So like that she announces, and Yashoda Mata, with the help of other girls, she starts preparing some aarti plate. All these gopis assist Mother Yashoda in receiving Krishna. And Yashoda Mata comes and does aarti for Krishna. And Krishna comes with his arms stretched to hug Mother Yashoda. And Yashoda is very eager to receive Krishna back. So every single day, Mother Yashoda is waiting for Krishna to appear back in front of her eyes lovingly to receive him back at her home. So like that, this eagerness, this longing is what is being exemplified by all the Vrajavasis. Now, one more. How did Mathuravasis celebrate the appearance of Krishna? When Krishna appeared, we have seen how Vasudeva and Devaki celebrated the appearance. They were also Mathuravasis. But when Krishna appeared on the day of Janmashtami, some 5,000 years back from today, they did not have facilities. And Krishna's appearance is not known to all the Mathuravasis also, except these two Mathuravasis, Vasudeva and Devaki. But after a decade, Krishna again comes back to Mathura, right? So Narada Muni goes to Kamsa and reveals the birth secret of Krishna to Kamsa. And Kamsa organizes a Dhanuryaga and sends Akrura, bring Krishna, bring Balaram to Mathura city from Vrindavan. Then after more than a decade, Krishna and Balaram come back to Mathura. How did Mathura city celebrate the appearance of Krishna? Technically, you may not call it Janmashtami as such. It's not the Tithi, but it's the appearance of Krishna. As I said, Janmashtami is appearance of Krishna. And whenever we are eager for appearance of Krishna in our lives, we are celebrating Janmashtami every moment in one sense. Okay. So all the Mathuravasis, they were very eager to see Krishna. So far, they have been hearing Krishna's divine pastimes from here and there. In those days, nobody has kept some YouTube live or Zoom live whenever Krishna was fighting with Dhenukasur or killing Aghasur. Okay. So they were only hearing that Krishna has lifted Govardhan, Krishna has subdued Kaliya, Krishna killed Putana, etc., etc. There is a little blue boy in Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is doing so many superhuman activities and miraculous pastimes in Vrindavan. That's what the Mathuravasis have been hearing for a long time. But they did not have so many details. Okay. First time ever they are seeing Krishna. Nobody has shown a photograph also. Nobody has clicked the photo of Krishna and sent a WhatsApp message to all the Mathuravasis. Nothing was broadcasted there in those days. So first time, all the Mathuravasis were very, very eager to see Krishna. So, as Krishna, Balaram and few other Gopa boys were touring Mathura city, all the Mathura Vasis came out of their homes. Some were on the terraces, some came on the streets. They were very eager to see Krishna. They were drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty with their eyes, which were very thirsty, like Chataka birds. Just like Chataka birds are very eager to have raindrops come from the clouds directly so that they can drink that water. Similarly, the Mathuravasis also made their eyes like Chataka birds and waiting for the raindrops of Krishna's loving glances and sweet smiles to come from his cloud-like body. Right? So like that, Mathuravasis were very, very eager to see Krishna, eager to invite Krishna into their lives. So Janmashtami literally, or in one sense, Janmashtami means inviting Krishna into our lives. Okay. So these Mathuravasis especially the ladies, they were doing so many activities. Some were eating, some were bathing, some were dressing themselves, some were decorating themselves, some were taking care of something at home. But when they heard that Krishna is passing by their street, they abandoned all the activities that they were doing in the middle and they ran to see Krishna. They ran to have darshan of Krishna with great eagerness. So while Krishna was passing through the streets of Mathura, Krishna came upon a washerman and he asked, "Washerman, can you please give us some clothes? We are some young boys from Vrindavan, so please give us some clothes." Then this washerman, to cut the long story short, although Krishna very, very politely asked the washerman, "You please give me some clothes. And if you give us some clothes, we will bestow all auspiciousness and good fortune unto you." But the washerman was extremely arrogant. He said, "You village people, you mountain wanderers, you forest dwellers, you uncivilized villagers, how can you expect the clothes of the royal order? So you don't deserve to wear these clothes. If you ask these clothes, the soldiers of King Kamsa will beat you, will loot you, will arrest you, will kill you." Is it necessary for him to speak all this? So Krishna thought that I must teach him a lesson. So Krishna, with his mere fingertips, he separated his head from his body and killed the washerman. Although many people stand in big queues to make one little offering to Krishna. Have you seen, especially in South India temples, there is big queue on festival days. They have their coconut and some kind of clothes and garlands and flowers and bananas, etc., waiting for the pujari to offer them to the deity. But here is Krishna directly coming and asking him, "Can you offer me one cloth?" And he is so foolish, so arrogant that he rejected that offer. Right? Some people rarely get an opportunity to serve Krishna, and some people, although they get opportunity, they waste it. Right? They miss it. Anyways, Krishna moved ahead in his tour, and he went to the house of a florist. Even before that, he went to a weaver. How did the weaver invite Krishna into his life or into his heart or into his home? He very eagerly washed Krishna's feet and offered cloth ornaments to Krishna and some clothes to Krishna. And after that, Krishna wanted to meet another devotee, the Sudama florist. And the Sudama florist already saw Krishna, because the Sudama is a florist. His job is to make garlands. So he would go to Vrindavan to collect some special, sweet, colorful, fragrant flowers from Vrindavan. And from a distance in Vrindavan, he has seen Krishna. And now that he came to know that Krishna has come to Mathura, he became very eager to make a beautiful garland and offer it to Krishna and also Balaram and all his associates. So he is at home. He is making a garland. So when we are eager to render service to Krishna, Krishna becomes eager to reciprocate with that service. When we are eager to see Krishna, Krishna also becomes eager to see us. So that is Krishna's reciprocation. So although Sudama florist was very busy making his garland and he did not come out to see Krishna, Krishna became very eager to see Sudama florist, and he came in front of Sudama. He was asking for the address of Sudama. There's a florist in Mathura city. Where is he? And finally he came to Sudama florist's house and stood in front of him. And Sudama very lovingly invited Krishna into his home and offered a beautiful garland to Krishna and also Balaram and also other associates. And Krishna said, "I'm very pleased with your service, with your invitation. So please ask me whatever you want." You know what he said? "Sopi vavrechalam bhaktim tasmin eva khilatmani tad bhakte shucha sauhardam bhute shucha dayamparam sopi vavre achalam bhaktim." "My dear Lord, I just want three things from you. Number one, achalam bhaktim. I want devotion. I want unflinching devotion to your lotus feet. Second, tad bhakteshu sauhardam. I want friendship with your devotees. Third, bhuteshu cha dayam param. I also want daya, compassion towards all living beings. I want that mood of compassion. So these three things. So if we have devotion for Krishna, friendship with the devotees, and compassion for common people, we can have Krishna appear in our lives at every moment. So this is what pleases Krishna. So Krishna likes to stay in our hearts. Krishna likes to be with us. Krishna likes to be captivated, captured and controlled and arrested within our hearts. When we have that right consciousness, then we can have Krishna constantly appear in our hearts and always be there in our hearts, present in our hearts, right? So now Kubja, when Krishna moved ahead in his tour, he went to Kubja. And Krishna saw Kubja and said, "What is this?" She said, "This is sandalwood pulp, some cosmetics for King Kamsa. I'm the maid servant of Kamsa. He likes my ointments and my cosmetics so much." Then Krishna said, "Can you please give us?" Then Kubja, with absolutely no reservations, although Kubja was almost right in front of Kamsa's palace, when Kamsa comes on the terrace of his palace, he would be able to see Kubja. Kubja did not fear that. Kubja was absolutely fearless. Now she is very, very eager to serve Krishna. Rupa peshala madhurya hasitalapa vikshitaihi dharshitatmada dhausandram ubhayor anulepanam. O Krishna, rupa peshala madhurya, your sweetness, your beautiful form, hasita, your sweet smile, alapa, your hearty conversations, vikshitaihi, your pleasant glances, all these make you the most attractive personality, and all these cosmetics are meant for an attractive personality like you, not that cruel fellow of Kamsa. Right? So she publicly, on the street, in front of Kamsa's palace, she started offering all the ointments to Krishna. Right? Cosmetics. She made some paintings and patterns also on his chest and on his hands, on his face. Right? The gopi dot she has decorated. Right? Like that, Kubja invited Krishna into her life. Sudama, florist, he invited Krishna into his life. And weaver, he also celebrated the appearance of Krishna at his home. But this washerman could not. Kamsa could not. So, and all the Mathuravasis also, they were very eager to have Krishna in their lives. They invited Krishna with so much love and devotion within their hearts. So in this way, Mathuravasis invited Krishna back into Mathura with great eagerness, with great love, with so much affection. And now let us discuss how the Dwarakavasis invited Krishna. How the Dwarakavasis celebrated the reappearance of Krishna in Dwaraka. So specifically one incident. Actually, Krishna, although he made Dwaraka his headquarters, he keeps traveling. He keeps traveling to different places. Sometimes he goes to Vrindavan, sometimes he goes to Hastinapur, sometimes to Kundinapur, sometimes Swargalok, sometimes Sutalok, here and there. He keeps traveling. So, and once Krishna went to assist Pandavas in Kurukshetra war. And after the war is over, Krishna started from Hastinapur and came back to Dwaraka city. As soon as Krishna came to the outskirts of Dwaraka city, Krishna took his Panchajanya conch shell and started blowing it. And all the Dwarakavasis heard the sound, conch shell sound of Krishna. And whatever duties they were doing, they abandoned all the duties and they ran towards Krishna to receive him in their lives, back into their hearts. They were extremely eager. They were intensely longing to see Krishna. And many Dwarakavasis, elders, children, men, women, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, and whoever is there in the city, they all came to receive Krishna with so much eagerness, so much love and affection. Right? It is required to show such eagerness to have Krishna in our lives. If you are very casual, then Krishna is also not very eager to appear in our lives. So all the Dwarakavasis were very eager to have Krishna appear in their lives, in their city back, and they came with nice presentations. And now, is it required to offer presentations to Krishna so that he reciprocates with our presentations? It's not absolute about presentations. The acharyas compare the presentations given by Dwaraka with a lamp offering to the sun god. You take a lamp and offer it to sun god. Your lamp has little flame that is emanating little heat and little light, and sun is the source of all light and heat. What will he do with your lamp? But still, when you are worshipping the sun god, when you are offering a lamp, it is representing your love, your affection and your respect for sun god, not that sun has any use for this lamp, right? Similarly, when all the Dwarakavasis offered these presentations to Krishna, it's not that Krishna is being benefited by the presentations, but it's an opportunity for all the Dwarakavasis to express their deep love and affection. So, instead of focusing on the expense of our offering, we need to cultivate the right mood of offering things to Krishna. With the right mood, with the right consciousness, with sincere love and devotion, even if we offer patram or pushpam or phalam toyam, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti pahritam ashnami prayatatmanah. Even if you make such simple, inexpensive offerings to Krishna, but with sincerity of purpose, Krishna will be eager to receive those offerings. But when that sincerity is missing, bhakti is missing, love and devotion are missing, even if you make the most expensive offerings to Krishna, Krishna is not so eager to receive those offerings. All the Dwarakavasis were very eager to offer these presentations to Krishna and receive Krishna back into their city, back into their hearts, back into their loving company. And that eagerness was very exciting to Krishna. You know, these Vrajavasis, this Dwarakavasis were saying,
Yerhyambujakshapasasara bho bhavan kurunmathunvatha suhriddi drikshayam tatrabda koti pratimakshano bhavet ravimvinakshno rivanasta vachyutam. They said, Yerhyambujakshapasasara bho bhavan, O Ambujaksha, O Lord who has lotus like eyes, whenever you go outstation, whenever you go out to meet your relatives and friends at different places, Kurun Mathun Vata Suhrud Didrikshaya. Kurun Mathun means Kurus. Where are they? In Hastinapur. Mathun, Mathuravasis. Basically in Mathura there was no one. All Mathuravasis came to Dwaraka. Who was there in Mathura Mandal? Vrajavasis were there. Sometimes Krishna goes to Vrindavan also. Right? So, whenever Krishna goes to Vrindavan or Hastinapur or any other place, all the Dwarakavasis are in intense separation from Krishna. Kurun Mathun Vata Suhrdi Drikshaya Tatrabda Koti Pratimakshano Bhavet. At that time, one kshana, one moment will become like Abda Koti, means millions of years. Koti is 1 crore, millions of years. Tatrabda Koti Pratimakshano Bhavet Ravim Vina Akshno Rivanastavachyuta. They also give a simple comparison. What is the use of eyes without sun? Right? You may have very good eyes which are perfectly functioning, you don't have sight, but still if sun is not there, light is not there, you cannot see anything, right? If it is pitch dark, it's Amavasya day, no moon, no sun, no stars, no electricity, no lamps, you can't see anything, although your eyes are functioning well. So we become like that. We become like eyes without sun. Tatrabda koti pratimakshano bhavet ravim vinakshno arivanasta vachyutam. And they also say, Katham vayam natha chirosite tvayi prasanna drishtya khilatapa soshanam jive mate sundara hasa shobhitam apashyamana vadanam manoharam. Katham vayam natha achira asite tvayi. Oh Lord, how can we survive? How can we maintain our lives if you stay at Dwaraka only for such a short time? Achira asita. Very short time you are staying in Dwaraka. You are always traveling. Even short time also appears so big for them, right? So, achirosite tvayi prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam. Krishna, your prasanna drishti, your pleasant glances are akhila tapa soshanam. They can completely destroy all the distresses and miseries of living beings. జీవేమ తే సుందర సశోభితం. హౌ కెన్ వి మెయింటైన్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్, హౌ కెన్ వి లివ్ జీవేమ తే వితౌట్ సీయింగ్ యువర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫేస్ విచ్ ఇస్ డెకరేటెడ్ విత్ అన్ ఎన్చాంటింగ్ స్మైల్. ఓ కృష్ణ, జీవేమ తే సుందర హాసశోభితం అపశ్యమాన వదనం మనోహరం. రైట్? సో ద గోపీస్, ద ద్వారకావాసీస్ వర్ ఇన్ ఇంటెన్స్ సపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. దే ఆర్ వెరీ ఈగర్ టు హ్యావ్ కృష్ణ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ దేర్ లైఫ్స్. దే ఆర్ లవింగ్లీ ఇన్వైటింగ్ కృష్ణ. దే ఆర్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ ద అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ దర్ లైఫ్స్. కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఆన్ ద ప్లానెట్ బట్ హీ వెంట్ అవుట్ స్టేషన్ అగైన్. వెన్ హీ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు ద్వారకా, దట్స్ అపియరెన్స్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ, అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ద్వారకా వాసెస్. నిత్యం నిరీక్షమాణానాం ద్వారకౌకసం నవితృప్యంతి హి దృశః శ్రియో ధామాంగమచ్యుతం. ఆల్దో ద ద్వారకావాసీస్ ఆర్ అకస్టమ్డ్ టు సీ కృష్ణ ఆన్ ఎ డైలీ బేసిస్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నెవర్ సేషియేటెడ్, దే ఆర్ నెవర్ బోర్డ్. నవితృప్యంతి, దేర్ ఇస్ నో సేషియేషన్. హిదృశః శ్రియో ధామాంగమచ్యుతం, బికాస్ లార్డ్ అచ్యుతస్ అంగ, ద లార్డ్ అచ్యుతస్ బాడీ ఈస్ ద అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బ్యూటీస్. Right? So they were very eager to see Krishna, eager to have Krishna in their lives. So that eagerness, that longing will inspire Krishna to appear in our hearts, appear in our lives. Right? Okay. Once Krishna went to Hastinapur. Okay. At the time Pandavas just completed their vanvas, and on behalf of the Pandavas, as a Shanti Duta, Krishna went to Hastinapur. You know how Hastinapur vasis received Krishna and invited Krishna into their lives. We have seen how Vasudeva and Devaki invited Krishna into their lives. We have seen how the Vrajavasis celebrated Krishna's appearance in their lives. We have seen how Mathura vasis celebrated. We have seen how Dwarka vasis invited Krishna into their lives. Let's see how Hastinapur vasis did so. Hastinapur, when Krishna went as a Shanti Duta, Duryodhan invited Krishna. Krishna, please come to my home. Right? So, I have arranged your accommodation in Dushyasan's palace. That palace has all kinds of facilities and comforts, and it is more exciting than my palace also. Right? So, better you stay there. And you come to my home, my palace, to have your meals. I have prepared hundreds and thousands of items. Whichever item you want, you can take. So, eat in my house, sleep in Dushyasan's house. Accommodation there, prasad here, or bhoga here. So, such lavish arrangements. But Krishna said, my dear Duryodhan, although you are inviting me, I understand your consciousness. Within your heart, you have no love for me. Within your heart, you have so much hatred for my dear devotees, the Pandavas. You have committed so many injustices towards the Pandavas. Even now also you are offering me this grand reception into your palace only so that I become favorable to you and help you in your conflict with the Pandavas. I know your heart. So your big elaborate feast is not palatable to my tongue. Your brother's great palace, lavish palace, well-furnished palace is not worth living even for a moment from my perspective. Then where will you stay? Yes, I have an accommodation already booked. It's a simple accommodation. It's not 5-star facility or 7-star facility. It's a small room of Vidura's house, right? He may not give me big feast, but still I'll go there only. So even without invitation, okay, Krishna chose to enter Vidura's home. And despite a formal grand invitation and reception, Krishna denied the invitation of Duryodhan. This is the mood of inviting Krishna into our lives. When there is love, when there is sincerity, when there is service attitude, Krishna will voluntarily appear in our lives. But when there is greed, when there is selfishness, when there is material motivation in our heart, even if we invite Krishna into our lives, he will not come. Right? So Krishna will not come into the heart of or into the home of any self-motivated or selfishly motivated person, right? So that is Krishna's nature. He reciprocates with love and affection and not grandeur or majesty in your reception, right? So he went to Vidura's home, and Vidura lovingly took Krishna into his home and started feeding him bananas. He opened the banana very lovingly and offered it to Krishna, not the fruit, but the peel, right? And Krishna ate it, right? Even if you offer banana peel with love, Krishna will eat it. That does not mean you imitate Vidura. He did it out of ecstasy. If we do it deliberately, Krishna may feel a little uncomfortable. So let's not do it deliberately, but by mistake he offered banana peel, but Krishna accepted it. Okay. So this is how Hastinapur invited Krishna, right? Krishna is not excited with the grandeur, majesty, opulence, or formality, or the rituals that we make. Krishna is impressed with the sincere heart of a devotee, right? Okay. Now let's discuss how Indraprastha invited Krishna into their lives, or into their hearts, into their homes. Yudhishthir Maharaj and all the Pandavas made Indraprastha as their capital. And Yudhishthir Maharaj organized a great Rajasuya sacrifice, and he lovingly sent an invitation letter to Dwaraka. And one messenger brought this nice letter and read out in front of Krishna. And Krishna, along with his several thousands of queens and their children, all of them on their palanquins, they traveled in a great procession from Dwaraka to Hastinapur, Dwaraka to Indraprastha. And Yudhishthira Maharaj invited all of them, and he arranged wonderful accommodations for all of them. And Draupadi Devi, Kunti Devi, all of them came with so much love and affection and received all the queens of Krishna, children of Krishna, Krishna himself with so much love. And after that, Rajasuya sacrifice began. And you know what service that Krishna took up? He was washing the feet of all the guests who are coming to Rajasuya sacrifice. That is Krishna's humility. And although he is doing such a menial job, the king of Indraprastha, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he did not take Krishna for granted. You know what Yudhishthira Maharaj did? I want to offer Agra Puja to Krishna. He offered first worship to Krishna. He made Krishna sit on a very elaborate throne, a very high seat, and in front of all the Brahmarshis, Rajarshis, Devarshis, sages, so many kings, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, he offered first worship to Krishna. Right? This is how Yudhishthira Maharaj honored Krishna. Right, invited Krishna into Indraprastha and worshipped Krishna at Indraprastha. But on the other hand, we had Shishupal. He was very envious of Krishna, and you know what happened to him. So we have very good examples of great celebrated devotees who invited Krishna into their hearts and into their homes and into their lives with so much love and affection, and Krishna reciprocated with them accordingly. But we also have bad examples like Duryodhana and Shishupal, and Kamsa. They had a different way of receiving Krishna into their lives, right? So even Kamsa gave an invitation to Krishna. Yes, Krishna, please come to Mathura. But what was his intention, right? So basically, all these examples are teaching us how to maintain proper mood and proper consciousness to have Krishna appear in our lives and to truly celebrate Janmashtami. You know how Vidarbha city invited Krishna. First invitation letter to Vidarbha city was given by Rukmini Devi to Krishna. Rukmini heard about Krishna from Narada Muni and many other sages, and she fell in love with Krishna. She wanted to have Krishna as her husband. But her brother, Rukmi, he wanted Rukmini to marry Shishupal and not Gopal, Krishna. So he was forcing her. So he was very cruel, very selfish, very dominant. But Rukmini Devi, she's a Kshatriya girl. She would not accept dominance of her brother. Okay. Although she's apparently doing it, she secretly wrote a letter and gave it to a Brahmana. And that Brahmana went all the way to Dwaraka and gave that letter to Krishna. And the letter read, Sritva gunan bhuvana sundara srinvatam tiryam nirvishya karna vivarair haratonga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham tvayachyuta vishati chittam apatrapam meyam sritva gunan bhuvana sundara srinvatam te. O Krishna, sritva gunan, I have heard your qualities. Bhuvana Sundara, you are the most beautiful personality in the entire universe. Srinvatamte, I have heard about you. Nirvishya karana vivarai haratonga tapam. And when the descriptions of your wonderful character and beauty entered my ear holes, that completely pacified my heart. And my heart was longing to attain you, to see you, to love you, to be in your company and to have you as my husband. So, I have kept aside my womanly shy and I am writing this letter to you. You please come. Tvayachyuta vishachchittama patrapammi. My mind has become shameless in desiring you. But actually, it is not shamelessness. It is natural constitutional position of every living being to desire Krishna, to invite Krishna into one's heart and home. And that's what Queen Rukmini did. And true to her expectation, Krishna reciprocated with her loving letter, first love letter, which has ever been written, probably. And Krishna came and kidnapped Rukmini Devi and took her to his home. Okay. So we have seen the examples of so many devotees like Vasudeva, Devaki, Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj, and all the gopis of Vrindavan, and Pandavas, Mathuravasis, Dwarakavasis, Kubja, Sudama florist, the citizens of Mathura, then Hastinapurvasis, and ultimately Prabhupada on the Jaladuta ship. We have seen several examples of several devotees, how they invited Krishna into their lives, how they celebrated Krishna's appearance in their lives, in their hearts. So how do we invite Krishna into our lives? Simple formula Bhagavatam gives. We can learn from all these great souls, great personalities, and we can also learn specifically from Srimad Bhagavatam that when we are sincerely eager to hear about Krishna, Krishna will appear in our hearts. Pravishtah karna randhrena svanam bhavasaro ruham dhuno atishamalam krishna salilasya yatha sharat pravishtah karna randhrena. When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam sincerely, Krishna will enter through the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam into our ears, and through our ears, He will enter our hearts. Pravishtah karna randhrena svanam bhavasaroruham dhunoti shamalam krishna. Krishna will completely clean our hearts from all anarthas. This is the way we invite Krishna into our lives. Yes, we can do many other things, but hearing, shravanam, is the foremost devotional activity. We can celebrate Janmashtami or Radhashtami or any other Vaishnava festival by keeping shravanam in the center. Have you seen any festival without Krishna Katha? Krishna Katha is the center of any festival. Of course, all other decorations, Abhishek, deity worship, decorations, prasadam distribution, book distribution, so many things are there. But it is shravanam that sets the right mood in performing all these activities. Right? We are doing deity worship. But when we hear about how we have to worship Krishna on Janmashtami day or any other day, we will worship Krishna in the right mood. We are distributing prasadam to so many people. When we hear about that from sincere devotees, then we will distribute it in the right mood, right consciousness. Ultimately, the real mode of celebrating Janmashtami or appearance of Krishna in our lives is to cultivate the right kind of consciousness and to follow in the footsteps of all the pure devotees whose lives are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can celebrate the appearance of Krishna in our lives by sincerely following the footsteps of all these great souls, right? So when we are taking darshan, what is the mood of seeing Krishna's deity? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, it's not eye massage, right? It's not that just, okay, eyes will get some pleasure by seeing something beautiful, well decorated, right? So he is Krishna personally standing there. He's hearing my words. He's glancing at me. It's an opportunity for me to bathe myself in the shower of Krishna's glances and Krishna's smiles and get nourished with spiritual desires. When we go in front of the deities of Krishna and Radharani, their glances will induce spiritual desires in our hearts. Their glances and smiles will maintain our spiritual desires, and their glances will also fulfill our spiritual desires. Right? So when we take darshan of Krishna, Krishna's loving glance upon us will inspire spiritual desires, maintain spiritual desires, and fulfill spiritual desires. Right? So in that mood, we should take darshan of Krishna. Darshan is not just seeing something beautiful. Darshan is meant to gather inspiration, derive blessings from the Lord, so that we transform our material desires into spiritual desires. We transform our hatred into love. We transform our cruelty into kindness. We transform our anarthas into positive efforts to perform devotional service, right? We have greed in our heart. Krishna, let me be greedy to hear Harikatha, to chant the holy names, right? So the right mood of celebrating Janmashtami is also to sincerely chant the holy names of Krishna. When we chant the holy names of Krishna, when we are being attentive and prayerful in our chanting, then Krishna will be very happy to appear on our tongues and dance on our tongues. Alam alam alameka praninam patakanam nirasana vishayeya krishna krishneti vani yadi bhavati mukunde bhaktirananda sandra karatala kalita sa moksha samrajya lakshmi. So the entire kingdom of liberation will come into our hands, right? If we sincerely chant the holy names of Krishna. And we are not so interested in liberation. We don't want that moksha samrajya lakshmi so much. What we want is bhakti unto Krishna. Bhakti rananda sandra. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, we are immersed in a condensed ocean of devotion for Krishna. And that's what we are looking for. Krishna, whatever little devotion I have, with that devotion I'm serving you. And in response and in reciprocation, all I want from you is to enhance that devotion. I have this much devotion. Somehow I got it by the mercy of so many devotees, my spiritual master, so many Vaishnavas who have been guiding me. By their grace, I have got some grain of devotion and some opportunity to serve you. With whatever devotion I have, with whatever opportunities I have, I'm trying to serve you. Now, my desire is intensify my devotion, increase my devotion, and increase my opportunities to serve you. Let me not escape from service. Let me engage in service, right? So let me not get entangled in maya, but let me just be absorbed in your seva. So that eagerness, that enthusiasm, that inclination, that urge, that impetus, that longing to serve Krishna, to chant his holy names, to hear his Harikatha, and to serve the Vaishnavas. That's the real mood of celebrating Janmashtami and inviting Krishna into our lives. Right? Krishna, I'm eager to have you in my life. I'm eager to have you in my heart. Right? You shower your glances upon me. Convert my material desires into spiritual desires. So when we can offer this prayer to Krishna, then our Janmashtami is successful, right? We are serving Krishna not to attract attention from others, but to utilize our body, mind, and words in Krishna's seva and to get more seva and to increase our love for Krishna. I'll conclude with one small incident that happened maybe a decade back. A decade back, we are celebrating Janmashtami in a small on our terrace. We have small Gaurnitha deities. We didn't have Radha Vrindavan Bihari at GV. Not 10, maybe 12 years back. So there were so many singers. During Janmashtami Abhishek, that goes for about 3 hours, where everybody was doing in those days. We have multiple singers singing. 20 minutes, 30 minutes slots are given to multiple singers and they would come and sing. And there is one devotee who sings pretty good, nicely he sings. That day he didn't sing. I was in Abhishek as usual. Then after Abhishek, I asked him, Prabhu, you didn't sing today. Then he said, Diyane to main kya karun? I was not given an opportunity. I was not scheduled. Metra bhi kara, itna bhi kharab nahi gaata hun. He said that my singing is not so bad. I was not scheduled on it. I didn't say anything. Okay, fine. Maybe he's a little disappointed. I kept quiet. Janmashtami is over. Nandotsava was also over. I think after a couple of days, he was sitting and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. I also went to him. And I also sat and we were discussing something and he revealed to me that, Prabhu, this year my Janmashtami is successful. I said, how? Can I get more details? Then he said, that day I told you in frustration that I was not scheduled for singing, leading the kirtan. I can sing in chorus also. Why I have to sing in mic only? I have been singing in several festivals. This festival, some other devotees sang. I can sit and sing also. After I mentioned this to you, I realized that I have been desiring for public attention. I was singing on mic, in mic, so that others can see my singing, hear my singing. So I wanted that visibility. I understood. Krishna did not give me that chance this time and made me realize that I was longing for it. So I should be eager to chant the holy names of Krishna and sing his glories and not attract attention towards myself. When I'm singing, I should be attracting attention towards Krishna. Everybody's attention should go on the holy name of Krishna, and that's my service while singing. But I did not sing this time. But still people are focusing. Someone else is doing that service. So why should I feel like that? So he said that and I felt, wow, such a humble devotee. Such an honest devotee. He said, my Janmashtami is successful. Krishna revealed that anartha to me. Now let me just focus on the substance, not just show. Okay. So basically, we can celebrate Janmashtami when we have the appropriate mood and consciousness of serving Krishna, sincerity in whatever service that we are taking up. Only the external grandeur and all that is required, definitely required, but let's do all that in an appropriate mood, following the footsteps of all these great Vrajavasis, right? Vasudeva celebrated within his mind. Prabhupada celebrated in a very, very low profile on the ship, right? And Nanda Maharaj celebrated very lavishly. So whether you grandly celebrate Janmashtami or celebrate in a very simple way, the mood has to be appropriate. That's what ultimately pleases Krishna. Thank you very much. I seek all your blessings so that I have the right mood in celebrating Janmashtami and not become proud or deviate from the right consciousness as expected by our acharyas. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And I wish all of you a happy Janmashtami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. No words for the class which you have given. So we have set a very right mood for celebrating the Janmashtami. We are really very grateful to have your association on this auspicious day. And very nicely we explained how we have to meditate on the Lord. We are having the examples of all Vrajavasis and Dwarakavasis and Mathuravasis. And of course, our Srila Prabhupada. So thank you so much. And yeah, Indra Prastava says also. So thank you so much, Babaji, for such a wonderful class. And do you have time, Prabhuji, for question and answer? Okay. So any questions? Yeah, iPhone, Prabhuji or Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, and Hare Krishna to everyone. Dhanwad pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was great. Great and wonderful class, Prabhuji, as usual, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I have two questions. Can I ask you two questions, Prabhuji?
Yes, ma'am.
Prabhuji, you mentioned about Rukmini Maya's marriage, the love letter. Is there any significance that as to why she chose only Brahman to send the letter via medium?
He is mature. The specific reason is not mentioned. He can maintain confidentiality. He is mature. He has some affection to this young. She was in teens. She is a young girl. So this Brahmana had some affection towards her. So he could maintain confidentiality. And Krishna loves Brahmanas. Krishna immediately becomes attentive to the messages of Brahmanas. So he's Brahmanya Devaya. They could be the reasons.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And this question I always wanted to ask you, Prabhuji. Can you mention some verses in which Krishna says that Krishna claims to be the friend of everyone?
Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhurdam sarva bhutanam gnatvamam shanti mrichyati. This is from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, last shloka. Suhurdam sarva bhutanam. Krishna is suhrut, dear friend of every living being. Okay, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, Prabhuji, I am familiar with this verse. I actually wanted to hear some more verses.
Oh, more
if
verses.
It's okay for you. Yes, this one I know, Prabhuji. Only this one I know. And one, Bhakti Vinod Thakurji say in his song, that one I know. Others I don't know, Prabhuji. That's
good. Yeah,
You
can read, I am not recollecting the Sanskrit at this moment, but you can read 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, last few shlokas by Sukadev Goswami, where Sukadev Goswami says, Atmanam Akhilatmanam, Krishna is the dearmost object of love for every single living being. We love anything or anyone in this world only because of its or his or her connection with Krishna. And without being connected to Krishna, nothing can be attractive. So he is the dearest object of every living being. And Vrajavasis, all the Vrajavasis love Krishna more than their own selves, their own sons, their own daughters, their own husbands, their own entourage. They love Krishna more than anyone else. And Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti, the first shloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Akhila Rasamrita Murti Prashyamara Rucharudhataraka Pali Kalita Shyama Lalito Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Means Krishna can reciprocate with any devotee in a particular mood that the devotee loves Krishna, in which the devotee loves Krishna. That's why Akhila Rasamrita Murti. A devotee can serve Krishna in Vatsalya Rasa, or Madhurya Bhav, or Sakya Bhav, or Dasya Bhav, or Raudra Rasa, or Bhayanaka Rasa, Bhivatsa Rasa. Anybody can approach Krishna in any mood according to their particular disposition, and Krishna has the capacity to reciprocate with all of them. I think this also, this Krishna's being Akhila Rasamrita Murti is also one reason how he is dear to everyone. And even in Rasa Panchadhyaya also, when Krishna meets the gopis, or when the gopis meet Krishna in the forest, Krishna says that, why did you come here? Have you come to see the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan? Have you come to see the tree and creepers? Have you come to see the Sharad Purnima moon? Or have you come to see me, who is dear to all living beings? Right, you can read 10th canto, 29th chapter, initial few shlokas just before Pranaya Gita. So there you'll find this verse. I'm not recollecting the number and Sanskrit at this moment. And when in 10th canto, 23rd chapter, when the Dvijapatnis, the Brahmana's wives, come with several food items to meet Krishna, there Krishna says, yeah, you have come to give me all these food items. Thank you so much. I am very honored by it. I, by default, everyone loves me and I love everyone. So, your coming to me is so natural for, it depicts the natural constitutional position of every living being, right? So, Krishna mentions that how he is dear to everyone, how he is the sincere well-wisher and friend of everybody there also. And you can see 10th canto, 21st chapter, Venugita, how Krishna is dear to everybody, whether it's flowers or fruits or rivers or creepers or birds or sages or deer or buck or cows or calves or devatas in the upper planets or the gopas or the gopis or cows or calves or parrots or peacocks. Krishna is dear to everybody, every single living being. Okay, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I'm very much grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You explained it very nicely. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Dhamma Pranam. And happy Janmashtami to you and everyone. Hare Krishna Dhamma Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for that detailed reply. Prabhuji, there are questions in the chat. Would you like to take it?
Yes, Mataji.
There are questions in the chat. Would you like to take it?
Yes, Mataji. One question, one last question will be.
Okay, so Vidya Mataji is asking, please let me know how to celebrate Janmashtami.
That's what we have discussed last 1.5 hours. We can celebrate Janmashtami. Maybe they want the steps. Yeah, we can dress the deities of the Lord in a new outfit. We can offer wonderful ornaments and garlands. We can do abhishek with panchamrit and panchagavya and fruit juices. And we can also hear harikatha from devotees. And we can fast whole day. And if someone is unable to fast because of health reasons, you can take non-grain prasadam or fruits or milk, something like that, depending on your health status and your ability to fast. And you can definitely hear Harikatha and chant extra rounds and do some services in your congregations or temples or wherever you have an opportunity. So this is how you can celebrate Janmashtami.
Thank you so much.
Krishna book.
Krishna book, okay. Especially any chapter, Prabhuji, you can read.
You can read the initial chapters, Birth of Lord Krishna, or any chapter, anything, Krishna Katha.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We are really very happy to receive you on the call, and very nice class, Prabhuji. Paneshwari Mataji is saying, everyone is saying that the class was very nice, and Mataji is saying on this day, Krishna should bless you to enthrall all of us with the pastimes of Krishna more and more. Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the blessings. And so we also wish the same, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, we have a request. Just pray for us, Prabhuji, on this Janmashtami day to the Lord to get the Krishna Prema and to hear more on Krishna Katha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association. So we can end the call here. So Prabhuji, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpatri Pasha Kripa Sindhu Pevacha Patitanam Pavane Ananta Koti Vaishnavi
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Gauranga
Darshan Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Happy Janmashtami to everyone.
Happy Janmashtami to everyone.